And good afternoon. This is Talk of the Rock, and I'm your host, Jared Griffin. Today begins a three-day, multi-week career expo in Kodiak, hosted by the relatively newly formed Kodiak Economic Development Corporation. The expo features a job fair, training in job readiness, and interview skills, and the opportunity for teens and the community to make connections with potential employers and career fields. So joining me to talk about the expo, workforce development, the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation programs are KEDC Project Manager Mallory Arnold and Cooper Curtis of Highmark Marine. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start off with the Career Expo. Started this morning over at the high school and in the auditorium. Give us some details.
Yeah, so it started this morning at about 8:30, and we had our employers all set up, ready to go. We've got 9 employers participating. We've got Brecken Construction, Highmark Marine, Providence, Canna, Cornerstone, the Coast Guard, Best Western, and Premier Mechanical. So we allowed students to have somewhat of, we called it a meet and greet with all the different employers. So they were able to go around, spend about 5 to 10 minutes at each table with all the different employers and get to talk to them, ask questions about what that industry does, what that organization is all about. And it was really awesome. They got to talk to them. The groups are pretty small for students, so they really had a chance to have some one-on-one time with the employers and learn about what they do. And then after that meet and greet, they had the opportunity to sit down and pick which organizations they wanted to visit. So the site visits are going to be on the 14th and 21st of February, so next Tuesday and the Tuesday after. And so they got to list out their top employers that they wanted to visit and actually go to that job site. So, you know, if I was interested in becoming a nurse, I could say, you know what, I want to go to the hospital and tour around the hospital and talk to some of their leadership team. So they got to do that, and they will get to start doing that next week. And that's where we're at. And then we are also doing workshops today. So the students, after they picked the different site visits that they wanted to go to, they were able to go to different workshops. So we had interview essentials, resume building, and then soft skills for you know, job readiness. And so that's where we're at for day one. It's been a pretty busy day, but all the students were really engaged, and all the employers were so excited. We had so much swag from all the different employers.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about, yeah. Oh yeah, the kids love swag.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think everybody showed up with like boxes of swag, which is really great.
So. How many kids signed up this morning?
Yeah, so we had 45 students total signed up.
Are juniors and just juniors and seniors, right?
Well, so originally it was juniors and seniors. We ended up offering it to sophomores starting last week, I think that was, just to maybe get some more participation from students. Yep.
So how did this idea for an expo come about? The high school used to have a college and career fair. They might have had it when you were in high school,
yeah.
Maybe, but it's been, gosh, maybe almost 10 years yeah. Since there's been something like this up there.
Yeah, so this actually was Cooper's idea originally, and then I jumped in to help out. So I don't know, maybe Cooper can say where this came from.
Yeah, so the biggest thing was, you know, what I went through when I was in high school, is being motivated, right? And, you know, I see as an employer, a lot of students come through, a lot of high school age students come through the shop looking for jobs. And one thing that I see is, you know, sometimes there's a lack of motivation or they don't quite know what they want to do, you know, after high school. And so the whole goal of this project was to, you know, instill some motivation in these students, and hopefully they can, you know, tour these businesses, talk to these employers, see what life would be like, you know, with one of these career paths. And again, you know, ideal situation, they come away with something that they're very motivated and they want to do. And then second best would be they can check some things off the list that they don't want to do. right?
Well, yes. That's what I found. I can remember way back in high school. That was like the most important thing was deciding what I absolutely do not want to do and what my dad told me, don't do this. and listening to that advice too. So how did the KEDC get involved? Why did the organization see that, this is something that we need?
Yeah. So I would say workforce development is one of our top priorities. I think a lot of the organizations that we speak with have a really hard time recruiting people to the island. I mean, it's Kodiak, it's Alaska, all the things for recruiting to work for employers here. So one of the big things that we're passionate about is hopefully growing our own. Even if that means, you know, some of these high schoolers go off, do their thing out for the next couple of years and then come back, if they just know what's here, I think that would be huge for them. So,
yeah, as an employer, you know, I employ about 50 employees, you know, Providence employs a lot. And of course, all these other businesses in town. And like Mallory said, you know, we can always bring people in from out of town. It's difficult. But more than that, right, is that we want to grow Kodiak, right? We're all here because we love Kodiak, and we want to make Kodiak a better place. And so that includes, you know, solid, high-paying, you know, careers that can keep people here. And again, Kodiak's all about the people, and that's really what our focus is.
So in your opinion, this is kind of a big question. If you're not prepared to answer this, that's totally fine. So what is it that is keeping Kodiak from realizing that growth that you want, that both of your organizations?
There's some hurdles. Housing, right? Housing's big. And that's another big topic of the KEDC is housing and how we can, you know, help alleviate the pressure. Housing's a big one. Kodiak in general, right? Not everyone's meant for Kodiak. The weather can get to you. The isolation can get to you. But at the same time, Kodiak, I think, speaks to a lot of people. And so just as there's difficulties with Kodiak, there's also amazing positives. But yeah, definitely housing is a big one. Local training programs, right? And that's one of the goals here with this. There are apprenticeship programs available on the island. Highmark has them, Canna has them, Providence has them, and I'm sure there's more that I can't name right now. And making these resources available and to students. And so promoting those resources, making them aware that there are other options rather than going to college, you know, and college is great, but there's lots of options out there. So opening those possibilities up is very important.
Yeah. There have been, some stories out this week that, there are fewer Alaska high school graduates going to college in general, but staying in state to go to college. But we know that, if a kid finds a job, a good job, or graduates from college in Alaska, they're like so much more likely to stay here. But there are all sorts of economic conditions that have to come together to make that happen. Okay. So, do you want to talk about housing? So, I know you can talk about maybe a little bit. What is the KEDC doing?
I can touch on it a little bit. So I also work for the hospital. So my boss, Carl, the CEO of the hospital, he is actually the most involved in the housing. He's leading that charge. But we have come up with, it's a pretty, I would say, innovative solution for housing. It would be a community land trust that we're looking at right now. We're really still trying to solidify the proposal that we have for that, but essentially it works the same way that a condo works. So you own the building you own the unit, and then the land is owned by somebody else. So, you know, one of the big factors of housing in Kodiak is land. So it's really hard to get land. And so we're wondering if we can free up some land, get some housing built, and then we will retain the ownership of the land. And then they, you know, we would sell the units essentially. So we're looking at duplexes. But once again, it's still just, we're still working on the plans and the proposal is what I would say.
And this program really, you know, addresses the missing middle part, right? There is affordable housing or quote unquote affordable housing or low income housing in Kodiak. And then, of course, there's high income housing in Kodiak. And there's really not a whole lot left in the middle, you know. And so we're shooting to hit a, you know, you know, again, lots of details work out, but a $300,000 to $400,000 mark or less, ideally, right? Mm-hmm. But a mark that's attainable as a starter home. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can acquire some equity, and then, you know, in several years, you can sell that and then move up, you know, as like the American dream, right? That's what everybody wants. So yeah.
We're really, when Cooper says that the missing middle, we're really looking at like teachers, nurses, mm-hmm. you know, welders, those people that can't quite afford that $400,000 to $500,000 home.
But, or more.
Yeah, or more.
Or more. Good, yeah. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. 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 So, and the other issue is the quality here, too, you know. So these would be new units that would hopefully also be part of some people's recruitment plans when mm-hmm. trying to get people to the island. Because I know now, you know, working at the hospital, we say, oh, yeah, come live in Kodiak. It's awesome here. There's so much to do. And then they get on Zillow or they contact a realtor and they look and they're like, maybe not. So
yeah, for sure. Especially yeah. teachers. And you know, there's that, like, you know, there's that 19th century model of, you know, the business or the corporation, yeah, providing housing for the mm-hmm. workers, but they still owned it. And
yeah.
so, Providence has this big unit that they're mm-hmm. building
yeah.
and, processors in town are also mm-hmm. buying up
yeah.
buying up buildings
yeah.
and looking at space for their workers too. It's such a unique, interesting, once in a generation kind of problem that mm-hmm. we're looking at right now. It seems kind of exacerbated in
yeah.
in Kodiak because
mm-hmm.
because we are so small. Okay, no, this is so when so when you're looking to grow a local workforce that who's already here, what are some of the things that you see lacking in the people who come into to your business? Where are those gaps, I guess?
Right. Training is a big one, right? Just because Kodiak's isolated and remote, you know, we don't have a lot of great training opportunities for many different trades and skill sets, not, you know, not just what applies to my business, but across the board. Pretty much, you know, to go to a professional school, whether it be welding or equipment operating, you know, all of these things. And the college does have great programs, right? But to go beyond that level requires you to leave Kodiak, which incurs more cost and time, and then time away from home. And if you have a family, of course, then that becomes almost unattainable and very difficult. And then, so that's, you know, this whole career expo and these apprenticeship programs is to really reinforce and let people know that there are other options, you know, and a lot of these options can be supported and paid for by employers, you know, so it helps take that pressure off of these employees and really share the load.
Yeah, I would piggyback on that and say there are so many options in Kodiak that are not realized by, I think, some of the people that are here. I just know for myself, you know, I'm going to grad school and Providence is helping me pay for all of it. And that's huge. And I don't mm-hmm. think that a lot of people realize just how much is out there. And I was even sitting in one of the workshops earlier that we had going and I was like, oh my gosh, like Canna offers that? Like that's amazing. So I think just letting these students know that, you know, even if they go out and do their own thing and then come back, there's still more here that you can tap into. So,
yeah, not just the college, but yeah, Canna has really, you know, expanded their workforce
mm-hmm.
Development options too. So how do you, have you partnered with, talk about some of your other partnerships that you have, like with Canna, with the mm-hmm. college?
Yeah, so we've got partners with, so Canna's been huge and they've pretty much facilitated all of the workshops that we're going with. And then
these the workshops offered today with the
yep.
interview?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Rosa Skonberg, who is, I believe her title is Workforce Development Manager at Canna. She put together the three workshops that we have going. The Coast Guard is leading one of them, but she facilitated that, which is really, really huge for us. They just have so many resources that we weren't quite able to tap into. So for them to support us with that, I think they had 8 people on our team planning the expo. So that was really awesome. They helped with a lot of the planning efforts. Also Providence has helped. Highmark has helped. Pretty much every organization that is participating has offered to do one thing or the other, just because, you know, KEDC is a party of me and I would say John Whitten tackling a lot of the different things. The board members are really awesome too, but you know, everybody's got a full-time job and something else going on. So having all these community partners jump in to offer what they can when they're already so busy has been huge. We could not have made the expo happen without all of them. So that's been really helpful. The college has been awesome as well. They donated some great prizes for the scavenger hunt that we're doing with some of the students. And then they're going to be at the job and resource fair on the 25th as well.
Let's go ahead and get into that. So there's the Career Expo, which mm-hmm. is mainly for high schoolers. Mm-hmm. There's a whole other job fair, career fair.
Yeah, so that's going to be on February 25th from 10 to 1 at the Armory. So when Cooper and I first started talking about this in, August, September mm-hmm. of last year, we originally wanted to open up the entire thing to the community, but we realized that would probably be a really big task to do. So we knew we wanted to keep at least one aspect of this expo series as a community-wide event. So we're going to just go ahead and do the 25th open to the entire community. We're going to have more than the 9 organizations there. So as of right now, we've got about 30 organizations signed up to be at that job and resource fair. And we're going to do some giveaways. We're going to have all sorts of fun stuff going on. So that should be super fun, and it's open to the community. So please come by.
Yeah. And I definitely, you know, would promote this to the community and say that if you're looking for something else to do, maybe you're not happy in your job or you just want to look at options, like show up to that event. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, a lot of these employers have opportunities that you may not be aware of, you know, across the board. And, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to be happy and with what we do, right? And we unfortunately have to spend a lot of time working to live the lifestyles that we live. And so in doing that, you know, if you can be enjoying what you do for a living, you know, your quality of life will be greatly improved. And so, you know, there's a ton of opportunities out there in Kodiak. And again, even if you have a good job, there might be something out there that's better.
Yeah. And there'll be resources there too. We're going to actually have Abtech there. Yeah. So it's going to be a pretty big event. And, you know, if you have high schoolers or anybody that wants to come and talk to them, they'll be there. So
I can imagine that, you know, it's a small town, and Kuvier saying it was, you know, if you're looking to find a different job or a better job, and seeing your employer, current employer there, and you're also walking around. Yeah. But is that something that you hear from businesses in town or on the island that? There are just so many vacancies. I think I was just looking at the Alaska Economic Trends magazine from the Department of Labor, and, you know, Kodiak's unemployment rate is about, you know, normal, right? And it's about like 5.5% or, mm-hmm. you know, for this time of year. Maybe it was adjusted up to 6%, but it's not unusual for us to kind of be like that. The state average is like 4%. So there aren't a whole lot of people out there looking for new jobs or like their first job, mm-hmm. but... how do you know, or how do you get this sense that people might be ready to find something else? Or
I think in general, right? Like from my personal experience, you know, give you a quick story. Like I've done a lot of different things in my life. I've washed dishes. I've stocked shelves at a store. I've been a busboy, prep cook, aircraft mechanic apprentice, heavy equipment mechanic, welder, diver, all these different things. And every step of the way and everything I've ever done has always kind of like been, I've done it for a while. I've been like, okay, I don't want to do that. I'll move on to the next thing. But it's all skill building. Mm-hmm. And you retain those skills and you use them later in life. And, you know, and with that knowledge, and I'm not done either, right? You know, there's still more things that I have left to do in my life. And I think that really applies to probably most everybody in the world, to be honest. And it's okay to understand that and take advantage of that, right? And it's not even that you're unhappy where you're at. There might be something else mm-hmm. that you can do or would like to do. And again, this is, you know, this is trying to culminate all these, you know, resources so that they're available to people. And, you know, really important that people understand what is out there. You know, again, from my personal experience, when I was in high school, I was basically told that I had to go to college and that was my only option. And I didn't go to college. Did a lot of other things, you know, joined the Marine Corps and did a lot of other things other than college. And, you know, having those options available to you instead of just being told college is your only option, I think is very important. And again, not to knock college. College is great, but I think everything can work together.
Yeah. I think, too, if you, you know, if you're already employed in Kodiak and you're at that job fair looking at your options, I would say, too, I think every business here and every local organization, I think the biggest thing is keeping these employees local. So if you're not happy in one position at the hospital, but you think a better fit would be at the Best Western, you know, that's a win for Kodiak regardless. So I would say I don't think any organization is worried about that sort of a thing. I think we just all really want to tap into our local workforce and leverage them for what their skill set is. Mm-hmm. So I would for sure emphasize that. So definitely come check out the Job and Resource Fair. We're going to have lots of options.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, we all live in this town, mm-hmm. right? Everybody here lives in Kodiak. We all shop at the same store. Mm-hmm. We go to the same places. And I think all of us can agree that we want Kodiak to be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, this is just towards that end goal.
So what has been your, you mentioned you were in the Marines and the Coast Guard is also part of this. Let's talk about the military or the kind of law, also kind of law enforcement element. You know, Alaska suffers from, you know, so many trooper vacancies. I think mm-hmm. there are several police officer vacancies at the in the city, and then obviously with the Coast Guard presence there. Maybe we can focus on Coast Guard with your discussions with them. How important is this local workforce to operations out of the Coast Guard? Not just joining the Coast Guard, but supporting the entire operation out there.
Yeah, I would say it is very important to them. Captain Hernandez has been a key player in organizing this entire expo. He's also on the KADC board, and he's been super, super helpful and willing to, you know, do what he can. They're actually going to have two tables at the Job and Resource Fair. One will be for the civilian type jobs, and then I think one will be for recruiting for actual active duty Coast Guard. But he volunteered. Well, I don't know if he volunteered, but he voluntold a couple people.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I emailed him. I want to say it was Friday afternoon, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't know if we're gonna have enough volunteers. You know, do you have anybody?" And this morning he showed up with four extra people. So yeah. It was awesome. I think that the Coast Guard takes this really seriously, especially with their plans to grow. And I will just say they have jumped in probably more than any of the other, well, Canna and all of them as well, but Captain Hayes and them have been huge.
And you mentioned the growth and the hospital mm-hmm. and KCHC that's mm-hmm. over there are kind of in this, not the beginning stages, but preparing for mm-hmm. influx of
yeah
of more people and what that's going to mean for
yeah.
businesses, our resources, mm-hmm. support services, things like that.
Yeah, I can speak for the hospital and say we are constantly trying to hire people, and we want to bring people in, we want to tap into the local, we want to do whatever we can, and we definitely know on the horizon we're going to have a lot more people here that we're going to need to provide services to. So, you know, our specialty clinic is exploring, I think, 3 to 4 different service lines that we want to bring in. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah.
And on the private business side, what, I don't know how much you can speak to this.
Sure.
What has kind of been that sector's relationship with Coast Guard and workforce?
Right. So we, you know, as Highmark, we do a lot of work for the Coast Guard, obviously, right? So there's direct growth involved or potential for direct growth involved with Coast Guard presence being increased. In addition to that, you know, every business in Kodiak can benefit from that, whether or not you do anything directly for the Coast Guard. With additional personnel and vessels coming to Alaska over the next several years, you know, 5 to 10 years, and then continued, right? It's not just Coast Guard, but Navy assets and other military assets. Mm-hmm. You know, if and as Kodiak grows, the Safeway will need to sell more groceries. You know, the bars will sell more alcohol.
you don't say.
There will be more radio station listeners. You know what I mean? Down the line, it affects all of us. More hospitality is needed. And so really, KEDC and my approach to this whole growth concept is being proactive, not reactive,
mm-hmm.
right? We
mm-hmm.
want to plan ahead. And again, that's why we're really targeting high schoolers with this event. And in the future, we'll kind of, as we refine our process, open this up to the whole community. But really, we're trying to get, and it's not just seniors, right? It's, you know, juniors, seniors, and sophomores. And we'd love to include freshmen in the future so that these mm-hmm. students can you know, hopefully choose a career path, even if it's a temporary one, and have that path help direct them through high school, mm-hmm. right? The classes they take, the jobs they do, like the things that they are interested in. And again, it's trying to plan ahead for this growth. And again, everyone in Kodiak will be able to benefit from the growth of the Coast Guard. If you have a job, like there will be more services and things needed.
Even with helping high schoolers pick their college and career tracks, or at least their options, I guess, we're looking at even starting in like eighth grade,
yeah.
you know, to
exactly.
get them
mm-hmm.
so that they hit the ground running in high school. We have a couple minutes to talk about some of the other industries. One thing that hasn't come up, and this is a touchy subject for a lot of people, is aerospace. did you reach out, or what have...
Yeah, they are actually going to be at our Job and Resource Fair on the 25th. Yep.
The Pacific Spaceport
yep.
complex, or some of these?
The complex.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
That's really interesting to hear.
Yeah. They've got... I talked to them, I want to say, last week, and they've got several local job opportunities out there. I believe they have some security positions and different positions mm-hmm. that, you know, you would need to live in Kodiak to fill. So.
And then the other one is mariculture.
Yeah, I'll give that one to Cooper.
Mariculture is a pretty cool one, right? So kelp farming, and, you know, there's lots of other versions of mariculture, but there's been a lot of talk about kelp farming in Kodiak and Alaska lately, mm-hmm. and there's a big push for, you know, a blue economy, you know, growth. And I think it's huge. I think Kodiak is, you know, very well poised to take advantage of that growth in Alaska. You know, there's actually three major kelp farms in Kodiak that produce a lot of kelp. And as that market is developed, you know, the demand will increase, and these farms and local businesses who employ local people, again, in mostly skilled positions, are set to grow. So we, as KEDC, are very motivated to help, you know, foster that growth. And again, this career fair isn't just for people that want new jobs, people that want to start new businesses,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, that's a big deal. I see very few small business startups in Kodiak, you know, and it's a small community, but there's definitely room across the board in anything you're interested in to start your own business,
mm-hmm.
right? And then all of a sudden, now you're in need of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I think that the state average, I think, is it's 11 to 1. It's like, 11 businesses to one self-owned business. And Kodiak mm-hmm. is actually a little bit better. I think the ratio is like 9 to 1 here. But
right.
still, I mean,
yeah.
that means that there's plenty of room to go.
Yeah.
We have about 30 seconds left to talk about... what are you going to do next year? What is the future of the expo?
Yeah, I would say we want to go big or go home next year. Hopefully open it up to freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and then potentially some community members and go from there. So we'll see how everything ends up this year, and we're going to for sure get input from employers, students, and all the volunteers and organizations that have put so much time and effort into this, and see how we can improve.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. We're just about out of time. So thank you once again to my guest, Mallory Arnold, the project manager for the Kodiak Economic Development Council, and Cooper Curtis from Highmark Marine. Thanks for all the work that you are doing to put this together. And I hope you get some good stuff
Thanks.
Out of it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.